Hello, this is Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. This summer, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, published its final traceability rule, set to take effect on November 5, 2024. This rule updates the agency's 2013 regulations requiring producers to use electronic identification, commonly called EID tags, rather than other forms of ID that were previously allowed. The rule continues to apply to only sexually intact cattle 18 months or older, rodeo or exhibition cattle, and dairy cattle before interstate movement. The SDCA hosted open forums across the state featuring Dr. Beth Thompson, state veterinarian and executive secretary of the Animal Industry Board, who addressed questions and concerns about the final rule. Over the next few weeks, SDCA will address frequently asked questions raised at these forums. This week's question is, if my cattle are branded, why do I need to have EID? The answer is that while brands are useful for establishing ownership, they are not as efficient for disease traceability. USDA shifted to EID tags to improve traceback capabilities during disease outbreaks, with the goal of facilitating quick and accurate contact tracing within 48 hours to mitigate the spread of animal disease and to protect the health of the nation's cowherd. In addition, not every state has a brand registry. Some states record the brands by county, some record the brand for the entire animal, and others record based on location. Most of the movement of cattle indicated on brand papers are papers filed away. A search of these papers would likely take longer than 48 hours. We'll return next week with another question on the updated rule. But if you have questions before then, we encourage you to consult with your veterinarian. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website, sdcattlemen.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. I'm Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, and I invite you to come grow with us.